D-Red.
Vivo!
It's interesting to hear these players, even 3-4 years kids. They don't speak properly, but they recite the whole prayers. Very nice to hear that from a school kids playgroup particularly. Within short time, I'd like to introduce our nice devotees we have here, and who are carrying all this burden. Jashmati Prabhu knows them, but just come, Vaishnava Seva. Very shy devotee, he doesn't want to come forward. He is the main person here, he handles the whole thing nearly. To help him, there is Sundar Gopal, he is not here at the moment. He is a tall boy, he looks after Varka and he helps here also. So these two boys, they had come before 10 years, they had come from Bombay. I used to go to Jhu temple, so this group was coming to see me. So Vaishnava was working from a ECA. Sundar Gopal is nothing really. So, but they were working and they came to see me every time. So somehow we were in Dwarka and they heard about it. And one day they came to Dwarka. And as soon as they were getting down from Rishta, the first thing they told that we want to stay in Dwarka. So I thought that they are from Bombay, they would not like to stay in Dwarka. You know? So I told you, stay here for 8 days, you see how it goes on. I thought that within 3-4 days they will vanish. Instead, they are still here. And because of these two boys, we could develop Dwarka and Rajkot also. It's not an exaggeration, but sincere two boys are more than 2,000 in sincere bunch. Please try to bless them, they will carry on here also. The whole life is dedicated and 10 years sincere service. I have given them transcendent outlook. Vaishnava Seva particularly, since he has left his house, he has not seen the roof back. Never goes. Always is here. These boys must be worshipped. I am nothing really. Nothing. Without them, I would not have been able to do anything. Not me really, but Jashmati's service. They are doing very nice. You know. We are just nothing here, but these boys are working very hard day and night. Then we, somehow or the other, we are developing Dwarka, and you know Dwarka, we have now nice temple, a stone temple we have. It's a very good monument, Prabhupada of mercy. Your 2 lakh rupees are there, you know. Now please don't ask again. Publicly.
Because they
forget. And now his mercy that this big project is coming. And the Mahendra Bhai Jadeja is from beginning, since we have come to Rajkot, he is with us. He is land king. He's very big developer. He looks very simple. He talks very same. No vyasan, nothing, no smoking, nothing at all. Life is very pure. It's from Krishna's dynasty. Really very attracted to cow protection. Here he is maintaining the cows really. And from the beginning, day one, we are eating his groceries. So he said, I'll continue for 12 months. His 12 months never end. And I told him that he may stop the groceries if he wants for the devotees, but I will not eat anywhere else. The day he stops, I will be in his house. He doesn't want me in the house. So my groceries separately, and more than what I require. So that I may not look to that direction. He is very kind. And this building also is his manifestation. We could not have done anything at all. It was him. He did. There are so many difficulties in the building. It's inconceivable. Jashmati, you know. He handles all the burden. He never complains. Anytime you ring him at 12 o'clock midnight, him is dancing. Comes here, Dari. Please, it's Krishna's mercy. Such nice devotees are here. That's why they are able to do something.
He used to come to Ahmedabad. Whatever you want to do in Rajkot, just let me know. Whenever you want to do in Rajkot. So when Maharaj came, I was very happy. Now there is something. Now Mr. Mahendra Singh Ji will now utilize. And indeed, Maharashtra Maharaj has fully utilized his potential.
Because of him, really, Jashwanti Ji, this line will feed here. Yeah. If he steps out, the line will go with him. It is his mystery. You know, when Arjuna was sitting in the Krishna chariot with Krishna, so he said, now the chariot is very old and it's now nearly very out of control. So please get down now, Krishna. I'll follow you. He said, Arjuna, don't commit this foolishness. I am sitting in the chariot, that's why the chariot is existing. If I get down, the chariot will collapse and you will land. So better you get down first, then I. So it's not exaggeration. If Mandakai goes away, we'll be completely finished. Without the building, we'll go away. Krishna's mercy is such a powerful person. He is behind us always. We are in the front and we are very proud that I am doing. Please, nothing is done by me or us, but he is the main force here. One person from Krishna's dynasty is such a powerful man. Please pray for his longevity and may Lord give him a nice life. Then our school is managed by
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar wants, he has removed his burqa. He wants burqa. Come, Gadadhar, come. Yeah. He is the one. Very sincere devotee. Single-handedly, he manages the school. At the moment, we have play group, then lower, higher, KG, first, second, and third. These are synopsis. The higher classes up to second standard, we have third standard. And this year now, hopefully we get the recognition for up to seventh. So he is handling all the teachers, and teachers are not here, isn't it? Nobody is. Who is?
Alakunda.
Oh, Alakunda. This girl is very hardworking. The specialities, they don't expect anything from us. So we want the teachers like them. She is very hardworking. She can handle 50 playgroup children. The children, they come in the first, when they come, they join. They all come crying. But as soon as they see, I have a darshan and the sound vibration of these prayers, they keep quiet. And they sit around Alaknanda. Alaknanda sits in between, and all small kids are around. She's very, another lady is there, Meena. She's also doing very nice service. Our Prasannatma is one of the devotees. She is teaching regularly in school. He's a college student. And again, we get the international students from our Minipur. Man is not there. See, you were waiting for it. Anyway, we'll talk after this. On his own, in Minneapolis, he runs a nice program. And his house is a temple. No lock and key. No lock in his house. Anybody can come, anybody can go. Kitchen is free. He also can go and eat in his place. He fills up the groceries in the morning. In the evening, he doesn't have anything to eat. He suffers so much. On his own, he has developed a very nice program. In so much so, that our Rumpad Maharaj invited him this time for the North American GBC meetings. So these boys, they are fit to be GBCs. They don't think that they are ordinary people. This Devaki from Singapore is the main devotee of Ashoka. Where is Devaki? China man. He's solicited by trade, but any time he's ready to do any service. He has developed a very nice program himself. Recently, they have distributed 30 Bhagavatam sets, and he has a unique way that he follows the Bhagavatam buyer. So they should study, and they have programs then. They have the Bhagavatam seminars. So it's not only the selling is there, but the preaching is there. Very sincere devotee. He has two kids. He is planning to visit more and stay in Rajkot more, so that he can look after this yatra also. And our Granthraj King, man, stand up with you. Yeah. Our Karl Chakra Prabhu and his wife Sudarshana is there. Stand up, Sudarshana, I didn't see you. The husband and wife, they manage very nice. Please, you explain to me. What are you doing? Well, what will you do? No, she's not wife here. No, please.
We have this great website, group named Gandhra. We started it 5 years back. And the humble around 40 devotees are there. Just put their email ID and put it in this forum. So that every day we will discuss some Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, mainly from Prabhupada's thing. And it's not just a cut and paste of whatever is there, but read it like Tatsunman, Supatan, and Vicharana Bhagavad Gita. Maharaj always says that many times. So we try to study and meditate on it and see whatever realization we get. We try to put it in the shooting so that everybody can get the opportunity to read that and benefited by it. So over the last 5 years our group has grown to about 500 people by Prabhupada's mercy and Maharaj's mercy. And every day we make sure that we send a nice story or something related to that can be put into practice so that we can start our day with this realization of Bhagavad Gita. So by Maharaj's blessings and mercy he has been the main force behind it, always giving us encouragement and always pushing us on. About 3 years back he told me that it's my order to you that you should write one mail a day. So wherever we are trying to do, follow that
there are devotees also, they are very sincerely doing their service. They are not all here, but please bless them all. And Krishna will help us and Jashunati's dream will come true. Because this land was bought for temple. It is your dream, Jashunati. So we are
why are you throwing sand in sweet rice?
Because we want something from you. You don't understand. We should now finish. There are a few important people again. All these people are very much helpful to Rajkot. Please, we'll see them there. Hare Krishna.
Jai Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.